ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਰਜਿੰਦਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੀਰ, ਧੰਨਵਾਦ, ਅਤੇ ਸਰ ਕਰਮੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੰਦਰਾ, ਆਓ ਜੀ।
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਦਿਸ ਵਾਜ਼ ਆਸਕ ਸੈਕਟਰੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਚੇਅਰਮੈਨ, ਹਾਉ ਮੈਨੀ ਮਿਨਿਟਸ ਡੂ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ? I've got 5 pages, so I've got my work cut out. Hopefully it'll make sense to whoever wants to listen. At the last AGM, you will recall that, you know, there was an election that took place soon after in May. I asked the following questions. Now, the minutes were read out from the secretary about what question I asked, but just to make sure that there's no confusion, this is what I did ask. So, new trustees. There was no full complement of trustees, and that's still the case today. All committee members have to dedicate some time. I'm sure they do. That's an improvement, I guess. And there's a superficial claim for following the constitution and a lack of compliance. Somebody else mentioned that same subject earlier on. So there's two people who claim that the constitution isn't being followed. Committee capability and competency. That's a very important one, actually. So a year has gone since then, and just for the record, there's been no reply provided to me on that behalf. So everybody asks questions for accountability. And a few days ago, I sat down and thought, well, why isn't it that we don't get accountability? So why is it that accountability is important for personal credibility? Being accountable means that you be honest and transparent about one's actions and decisions. Accountability earns respect from peers, colleagues, and the wider community. Then the next question is, why is there a need for morality within any institution? First of all, trust. Personal integrity, adhering to moral values, helps individuals maintain their integrity and self-respect. I think everybody is biased to self-respect. Moral values uphold the dignity and the rights of individuals. This is what it's all about, it's the rights of individuals. So the next question that occurs after that is, what happens when a person has no conscience? A person without any conscience may feel guilty or remorse for their actions, leading to them engaging in unethical or harmful behavior without any hesitation. There's obviously such individuals might use manipulation, deceit to achieve their goals, as they do not feel bound by moral ethics standards. Building and maintaining healthy relationships can be challenging for someone without any conscience. The last point about that is engaging with unethical or harmful behaviors can result in legal issues and social ostracism. Without conscience to guide their actions, individuals may feel themselves facing serious consequences. While they may not feel guilty, individuals without conscience might still experience inner conflict or dissatisfaction due to the negative impacts of their actions on their lives and relationships. Then the next question that occurred to me was, why are ethics important? Ethics provide a framework to make decisions and help to individuals to determine what is right and wrong. And obviously, over the years, that's always been the contention about who believes what is right and what's wrong. Ethical behavior fosters trust, credibility, and people act ethically other than make more trust and respect for them. So there's definitely a necessity for ethics. So what happens when all these are actually not instilled? The next question that came to me was, what are the traits of a narcissist? Narcissists generally exaggerate a sense of self-importance and superiority. A constant need for excessive admiration and validation from others, they thrive on compliments and recognition. Difficulty understanding and caring of feelings of others' needs, they can lead to manipulative and exploitative behavior. A sense of entitlement and expectation or special treatment, they believe they deserve more than others without them necessarily earning it. Often preoccupied by fantasies of ultimate power and success, displaying arrogant, they may look down on others and act superior. Using others to achieve their goals without regards to the impact of those individuals. That's something very key, in my view. Frequently envious of others or believing that others are envious of them. So these are issues, these are concerns, these are problems. But there are ways of dealing with this. There are ways of actually, you know, managing this, right? First of all, individuals who face these challenges clearly have to define what behavior is acceptable and what behavior is not acceptable. Narcissists may try and provoke emotional reactions, saying staying calm and composed can prevent them from gaining control over you. Keep your interactions brief and trying to argue or reason with narcissists can be futile. Keeping a record of interactions can be helpful, especially when you need to report their behavior. So sometimes the best option is to distance yourself from these narcissists. Taking a deep breath. So just investing in a few minutes of reflection and with the help of AI, I can understand why leaders are reluctant to address innocent questions, not just the ones I asked last year, but the obvious ones about last year's election process. In the absence of any answers, this is the key thing, the absence of any answers, it's only natural for the vacuum to be filled with speculation and suspicion. Why? Because there's been a lack of accountability, a lack of morality, a lack of conscience, and a lack of ethics, all culminating in narcissistic traits. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.